Why Do You Podcast? Een podcastreeks waarin podcasters vertellen over waarom ze podcasten. Ik ben Annelies, ik ben podcastmanager en coach en ik ga in gesprek met podcastmakers uit België, Nederland en ver daarbuiten om hen te vragen naar hun why als het over podcasten gaat. Je ontdekt in deze reeks dat iedereen een eigen reden heeft om te podcasten en along the way krijg je ook heel veel tips en inspiratie om met je eigen podcast aan de slag te gaan. Luister je mee? Hello Mark, welcome to Why Do You Podcast?
Thank you, it is a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and you are my first English guest.
What an honor.
Yeah, it is. It's an honor for me too, because we met in the Podcast Marketing Academy, led by Jeremy, who will be a guest in one of the next episodes also.
But
I kind of look up to
him.
You because
yes.
You have so many podcasts, you have so much experience.
I have, yeah, I've been making noise on the internet since 2008.
Yeah,
and I haven't really stopped since. I think there was a brief period where I stopped for a little bit, and then I just, most of the last 16 years I've been making podcasts.
Okay, yeah, I think we can call you a serial podcaster, no?
Yes.
But was there one in particular that you want to talk about right now in this episode?
I'd love to, because I think it relates to a few of the things that I think you might want to talk about today. And it's a show called List Envy. And I describe it as, it's a show where every week I bring on a guest and together we collaborate to build a top five list on a topic that the guest chooses. And so it's really a show about curiosity and finding fun new things to be interested in or obsessed with. I get tasked to, I mean, coming up, I've got to watch a bunch of Korean dramas. I've got to make a list of films that were really creepy. I've got to talk about fizzy drinks and rank them in order. There's all sorts of things that, you know, that I get to do and get to meet new people and find out the stuff that is interesting to them. And is just an absolute joy to make. And it's a show that has been on hiatus twice. I stopped once during the pandemic while everybody else was starting podcasts.
Yes.
I was also going through some stuff at the time, right at the beginning of 2020, and I was just, it was all just a little bit much. And so I sort of put things on pause while I got my bearings. And then later in the year, started it up again and then worked with someone to help me find guests, because that was one of the difficult things that took a lot of time, was finding the right guests. And so I was working with someone, and then it just got to a point where that was kind of grinding to a halt. And so I put it on pause again, and it's remained that way for 3 years. I've been telling myself for over those 3 years, it's time to, excuse me, I'm sorry, I've got a cat interrupting me. I tried to make him go away, but it didn't work.
Come on. Thank you.
Yes. So it's been on hiatus for 3 years, which makes me quite sad, but I'm delighted to be bringing it back in April, because it's one of the best things I've ever made.
So the topic can be just anything.
Absolutely anything, yes. We've gone from competitive beatboxing to British garden birds to point-and-click adventure games to anarchy. All sorts of things.
Okay, and then who are your guests on this podcast?
They are, describe them as a mixture of comedians, writers, and podcasters and other layabouts.
Have you had any famous people?
Not in any sphere that anyone would consider famous, but I did get on someone who I considered famous. There was a podcast for that existed. It was a stage show in America, in Hollywood, where a bunch of comedy people, they used to do this monthly show, and it got turned into a podcast called The Thrilling Adventure Hour. And if you like comedy and you like the idea of sort of old time radio stuff, that's what they did. They did this live stage show in front of an audience, but where the actors had scripts, and so they did it in the style of an old timey radio show. And so it's in three segments, and it was just perfect, and really funny and sweet. And there were songs that were really, like, the songs were way better than they had any right to be. Like, they put so much work into these monthly shows. And Ben Blacker was one of the writers, and I just contacted him on Twitter back in 2019 and said, I do this thing. Would you want to do an episode of it? And he was like, yeah, that would be great.
Yeah,
and so we did. And it was lots of fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm thinking of two names right now that maybe, yeah, I think no one really knows them here in Belgium, but maybe you know them because they're both English, who I think would be perfect guests for this kind of podcast. I'm thinking two of my favorite authors, Danny Wallace and Dave Gorman.
I would love to get... Now, Danny... So what's interesting is my understanding is that Danny Wallace and Dave Gorman don't speak, but, you know...
They don't speak anymore.
No, they haven't for a long time, I believe. Controversially, yes. I think there was something to do with very early on in their careers. So once they branched
because they
off
worked
from
together
doing
a lot.
Yeah. I think once they branched off from doing Are You Dave Gorman, I think that's where there was a bit of a split. Yes, I have spoken to friends about this. It's one of those sort of slightly open secrets. Okay. But I like both of them, so I don't like it when they fight. But Dave Gorman
it's a shame, but you can have them on two separate episodes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think I've had conversations with both of them on Twitter, and I've met Dave Gorman, and he's a thoroughly charming chap.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And I would love to tempt him. He's not touring at the moment, so maybe I'll see if I can reach out.
Yeah. Let me know if you can...
Oh, I will.
Yeah. Because I'll certainly listen to those episodes then. All right. So so you're starting the show back in April. Yeah.
Yeah.
That will be around the same time. Probably this episode for Why Do You Podcast will also go live in April. So, yeah.
Kismet.
All right. And so you always have guests on this show, and you have a frequency that you try to keep up with, like weekly or
I really like the format of weekly. I like it when a show can really form part of your routine, you know. There's so many shows. I mean, even back in the day when there weren't that many podcasts to listen to, when one wasn't out, I really missed it. You know, if there was a podcast that I was subscribed to and there wasn't an episode out that week, you really missed it. And I like the idea of being sort of embedded in people's routines in that way.
Okay. So, yeah, my next question is going to be, why do you podcast? But I'm also very curious on how do you do it? Because, as I said, you make more than one podcast show, and then sticking to a weekly schedule, why and how do you do it?
Well, the why is, I think it's probably the thing that I'm best at, because it, and the thing that I sort of has become my, I mean, I'm lucky in that I've managed to make it my job now for the last 8 years actually, and I take that really, I'm really grateful for that, because podcasting gives me a mix of all sorts of things. You know, it's when I say it's my day job, I don't get, you know, paid to make my own podcasts. Mm-hmm. I get paid to make podcasts for other people. But you know, that's that's great, and I get paid to learn and to find out how audiences develop and play with the tech and help with, you know, building websites and things, because I studied radio at university and graduated in 2004, which was when podcasting, the name, actually started to become the term that people used for this thing that we have. And I wanted to go into radio, but I didn't. In the end, I went to going into web development. But the two tie up really well, because a podcast is basically just a blog with audio attached, and so you get
that's
to do
a,
all the
a good way of looking at it. Yeah
and it's the actual technical, like, basically the definition of it. The same things that power the ability for you to subscribe to a blog and get updates of that, you know, of new blog posts, is the same tech that powers podcasting, just with one line of code different, basically. And I like that. And I like the experimentation that we can do. I like the fact that we, more and more now, we can experiment with injecting different timely messages into episodes, so we can get older episodes that we've recorded. I mean, I had to do this recently because uniquely in my experience now, one of my guests that I had back in 2020, he died last year. And so I wanted to record something at the beginning of that episode. And, you know, you can't do that on YouTube. You can't, you know, there's other places that you can't do that. But with podcasting, you can insert something dynamically, or you can re-record something and put it in the episode. And then when people discover that episode, they can hear the context of, you know, who this person was and stuff. And the ability to be scrappy and to play around with the tech to bend it to your will is really great, and something I really enjoy. And then in terms of how, so I have two regular sort of weekly shows at the moment, and one of them a friend edits, and that's a very easy record because it's just me and him, and you know, most of the time I don't have to do any prep because he knows what he wants to talk about. And so we'll record every Friday, and that's just enjoyable. And then I've asked him, can you edit episodes? And so that one's sort of made fairly easy. And then with List Envy, I use as much automation as I can to manage the process. So I reach out to humans to try and find good guests, and then they sort of get put lovingly and gracefully through a pipeline where they give some details about the list that they want to make, and then they get invited to pick a date to record the episode, and sort of it all just gets managed that way without me having to go back and forth and try and keep all of these different episodes in my head, because I want to be able to record as many as I can and have them in a big backlog, and not have to keep all of that in my brain, because it would be very difficult. So yeah, there's a lot of automation.
Yeah, that's a smart way to do it. Yeah, but I guess you have to also, you do need some time to prepare yourself, because you also have to make your own list.
Yes, and yeah, at the moment, because I'm gearing up for the new season, I've got 4 or 5 episodes that are being recorded in the next 2 weeks. So some of them are easy enough, because all I've got to do is sit and rank and you know, come up with my rankings of things. Yeah. Others, like the, you know, I've got to do top 5 Korean sort of rom-com TV series. That means I've got to watch a lot of first episodes of Korean TV shows to see what, you know, I can create as my 5.
Yeah.
Which is,
you
know,
feel people choose these weird topics like Korean rom-com series just to to say, oh, let's give Mark a challenge.
To be honest, I wouldn't put it past some people, but I think what I love is that people sometimes they know straight away, and they're like, this is the thing that I want to talk about. And so with this person, it just so happened to be because they watch a lot of them. So it was like, okay, cool, we'll do that. But things like the solo competitive beatboxing, I did not know that that was a world that existed at all.
Yeah.
And you know, didn't know that it was competitive. I didn't know that there had to be a solo definition as opposed to group beatboxing. Like, I didn't know any of this. And I now have an opinion on beatboxing. And I have decent opinions on beatboxing because I really got into it. Yeah. And I was like, this is brilliant. I want this to be a sport, like a pro. Like, and the thing is, it actually is a big spectacle. And I didn't realize this. There's a huge scene in Europe. It's global actually, but I think a lot of the big battles are held, in these like big stadiums. Or these big arenas, and it's like, it's a whole new world, and I love it.
Yeah, that's what I also love about podcasting, and not only making my own shows, but also for clients, producing other people's podcasts. You learn so much. Yeah. So, are there any other things besides the whole new world of beatboxing that your podcast has given you or taught you?
Yeah, I think. Actually, I think these are some of the things that we've already talked about. I think I've met some really, like, apart from, you know, the people that I consider famous, I've met some like really charming people. And when you have a conversation, I mean, when I did a lot of these to begin with, because it was in 2019. I was still using Skype, and because everyone sort of was then, we hadn't quite all moved to like Riverside and Squadcast and, you know, or Zoom. And so I didn't see people. And there were one or two times where I just had the warmest conversations. There's one I remember in particular. We did top five British foods, and it was with a woman in America, and another one that I listened to recently, which was top five literary heroines, and they were both just, again, like, you can't see the person's face, but we were both having an absolute ball, just like laughing, and it was just so warm and charming and lovely. And that's a great way to spend an hour a week, you know what I mean? Meeting someone and realizing you hit it off in a way that you didn't realize you would, with a complete stranger, and just feeling like, wow, I just feel at ease, you know? That's a wonderful thing to be able to experience.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. So, any big blunders or bloopers? We just had your cat also in the show, but...
both of my cats are pretty insistent that they should be on more podcasts. In terms of blunders, like a pretty big one is one that I sort of am still living through at the moment. I started a daily show. I've done a number of daily shows, and I enjoy them. My particular type of daily show tends to be quite sort of low effort and relaxed and chatty, and I just sit here, turn on the mic, and you know, I usually have an idea of what I want to talk about and just go, and I enjoy that. And, you know, I've been lucky enough that other people have enjoyed that as well. I did one during the pandemic, so while I put List Envy on pause, I was doing this daily show to keep myself and other people company during the pandemic, because we were all a bit frightened, we were all a bit unsure of what, you know, of how things were going to go. So I sort of had this idea, I'm just going to show up every weekday for half an hour and just be with the listener, effectively. And I really enjoyed doing that. And so I started doing something like that again at the end of last year, specifically for creative people. And I ended up sort of ruining it because I put way too much pressure on the project. On it became a project, you know, it became like a capital T thing. Like it suddenly became a thing, and then it had to be, that thing had to justify itself, and it had to get bigger and better. And, you know, I had to really hone down. And I did a lot of really good work with Jeremy, and he gave me some wonderful advice. And, you know, with the Marketing Academy in general, that were both in, and all of that was all good, but it was piling on so much pressure, and that in the middle of a couple of other things, it turned out that I think what I realized at the end, and this is probably not the kind of blooper or blunder you were thinking about, but you know, I figured it'd be worth talking about because it's, you know, it can be real for people. Mm-hmm. I think I ended up realizing that I was leaning on the podcast to provide more than it could. I wanted it to like meet all my needs. I thought, well, if I do this bit here, and then I can meet this need here, like I can make money through this offering, and it's an opportunity for me to go and do other things. And there were certain needs that it could not meet. And because it was taking up all of my time, I couldn't meet those needs in other ways. And so I ended up just sort of kind of hitting a wall pretty quickly and just going, I think I need to step back for a bit, or change it and you know, sort of calm it down and take the pressure off it so that it can maybe just go back to what it was originally, instead of trying to make this really tightly produced thing. It needs to be more natural. And so that's sort of where I am with that. And it's something that, you know, as we record now in sort of mid-March, it's still something that I'm just practicing a bit of self-care around, you know, to make sure that I don't make any sudden decisions and move slowly, because it was a lot of work to be doing for, you know, recorded 72 or 73 episodes. I never missed a day, and which is all fine, but like I started doing so much more every day because I had such high hopes for the show, and you know, ultimately it became unsustainable, and something that I think is worth considering for anyone who does creative work is like, how good are you at recognizing the signs of burnout? Because it turns out I'm really bad at it. I don't know when it's coming. Yeah. Because I'm like, no, I keep on going and I'm doing the stuff and it's all great. And it can feel great up until it just suddenly doesn't. And so I think there's, you know, there's really something to think about in terms of, if you are putting a lot of work, not just work, but heaping a lot of pressure on a project, especially something like a podcast, which is such a slow thing to grow. And it, you know, the things that it's best for are sometimes not what we need at the time, because, you know, we're putting so much work in, we want things to grow and grow, and podcasts often don't grow at the speed that we think or hope they should. And so, you know, if you don't have a good head screwed on with that, I think it can be quite challenging.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's a great lesson learned. And also, I feel, thank you for sharing this, because I feel it's comforting in a way to hear that even a seasoned, very experienced podcaster can also still feel the overwhelm and the, yeah, putting pressure on yourself. Yeah,
definitely. I mean, I've been doing this since 2008, and yeah, it's you learn, like with every project, I think you learn something new about the work and about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Very true. What is for you the most important ingredient of a good podcast?
Joy.
Ah, yeah, nice.
Yeah, you've got to love doing it. You've got to love doing it, because, kind of akin to what I was just saying, you don't have to love it every day, because there are just going to be some days where it's like, oh God, I've got to get this out, and I'm busy, and there's other things, and you know. But overall, I think you've got to love it, because no amount of pushing through, I'll say that again because I bumped the microphone a little, no amount of pushing through is going to get you where you want to be, especially if you're the only one doing it. You know, if you've got a team around you and people you can work with and lean on and speak to and get advice from, and I don't just mean like a community, but actual like people around you, if you've got that, then it really does lighten the load. But if you're on your own doing this, and that includes, you know, just recording something and sending it off to an editor, you know, you're still kind of on your own doing it to a degree. Mm-hmm. And I think if it's not bringing you joy, then, you know, it's not worth the, you know, the pressure that it can create. So I think find that joy, find ways to make it easier when it becomes difficult, find ways to take stuff off your plate or to lighten your load, so that you can keep enjoying it, so you can keep that joy there. Because whether it's for your podcasting, for your business, or for pleasure, or for whatever else, you've still got to have the joy of turning on the mic and speaking to people or sharing your own ideas, because that comes through as well. Like, it comes through in the audio. That joy, you can hear it, and you can hear people's enthusiasm. You heard me earlier talking about competitive beatboxing and all the rest of it. Like, you hear the joy, you hear the way the mouth upturns and the energy changes. Like, all of that is there. And the same is true when you're really tired and you're just like, okay, I said I'd get this episode out, so it's coming out. You know, it all ends up on the in the recording. So keep the joy in there.
Okay. Yeah, that's a really nice one. Joy. All right. Yeah. Yeah. And it's true, because I don't record the video. For me, podcast is audio. I'm old school. But yeah, people can hear it and I can see it. But yeah, I'm pretty sure my listeners will all hear it in your voice. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think if you got the same, if you asked someone to read the same line of dialogue and said, do it straight faced, now do it smiling, and now do it frowning, you would certainly hear the difference when they're smiling, because it changes, and you know, it's more likely to make us smile as well, because that kind of stuff is infectious.
Yes. Cool. So yeah, one more question. Well, my goal was 100 podcasts, but I think we're almost there. But I'm just going to continue doing this because I'm loving it.
That's fantastic.
So I'm going to ask you the question too, because yeah, this was my first English spoken episode, but also I think it went really well. So
I feel that is the case.
Yeah, thank you. So who can I invite? Who would you nominate to be a guest on this podcast?
Gosh, I need to think about someone. I don't have a good answer for this off the top of my head, but I will have an answer for you.
I know sometimes I spring this question on people, yeah, and they don't have an answer immediately. Yeah. So you can let me know afterwards also, but maybe one of your clients that you produce podcasts for.
Yeah. I am lucky enough to work with a gentleman called Lorin Kren. He is a relationship coach and a hypnotherapist, and he has a show called the Masculine and Feminine Dynamics Podcast. And that's what he talks about. He talks about sort of polarity between the masculine and the feminine, however you identify. And it is completely, I mean, it's so not a world that I was in any way familiar with, and has been the case for a few of the shows that I've been lucky enough to work on. But I think he's got a great sort of trajectory, and as someone who I know is putting a load of thought and effort into the podcast and seeing that it is paying off, because he's got an audience and he's being able to speak directly to that audience and build that relationship, then that is the first name that comes to mind.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. So yeah, I will definitely put him on the list. Yeah. Thank you. Pleasure. All right. And also, thank you so much for your time, for being my first guest from overseas, I can say, because you're in the UK.
And it is an honor. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I wish you all the best with all your podcast projects and a lot of joy. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And we'll see each other in the Podcast Marketing Academy. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Zo, die zit er weer op. Dank je wel voor het luisteren. Ik ben heel blij dat jij erbij was. En als je geen enkele nieuwe aflevering wil missen, volg dan deze podcast. En als je mij en mijn gast een heel groot plezier wil doen, dan maak je ons heel blij met het geven van 5 sterretjes in Spotify of een leuke review op Apple Podcasts of waar dat je ook luistert. En we vinden het ook altijd heel leuk om van jou te horen, dus stuur ons gerust een berichtje. Alle contactgegevens en linkjes staan in de show notes. Tot de volgende!